You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. And now, a story from KALW's radio class at Solano State Prison in Vacaville. The incarcerated men there record interviews and edit them into short pieces that we play for you here on KALW.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Roy Walker is a diehard Raiders fan. He also loves to sew. In prison, he's woven his two passions together by sewing handmade Raiders gear. He was interviewed by Spoon Jackson, a fellow prisoner.
Sewing is therapeutic for Roy Walker. It gave him new eyes, new visions, and new ears. He started sewing. Whatever bugged him totally left his mind. Sewing came into Walker's life when he was at a crossroads. Sewing was the start of his rehabilitation. He could have gone the way of fast money and sold drugs, but he chose to sew and earn slow money.
Can you introduce yourself and say who you are?
My name is Roy L. Walker.
Sewing, is it a woman's thing or a guy's thing or a genderless thing? How do you feel about it?
To me, it's genderless.
Why you say that?
I mean, because I feel like sewing is universal. Just like, I mean, but I'm not the type of person that thinks a woman's role is in the kitchen or something like that. Because, you know, the way I grew up, my father cooked. So, You know, I don't look at a woman does this and a man does that. You know, I feel like if a woman's capable of doing it, then she's able to do it. She can fix a car, she'd be able to fix a car.
I think that's a beautiful way to say it. I think a woman's place is wherever she want to be in the universe.
I started sewing because I didn't have the money to keep paying $3 for a pair of shorts. So I started sewing because of that. But once other people started inquiring about the shorts that I had on and they wanted a pair like the ones I had on, that's when I realized, okay, I can start making money myself off this.
What did you make them out of?
The jeans that they give away in the laundry. Nobody in prison ever showed me how to do anything as far as the sewing aspect.
Yeah,
I did that. I initiated that on my own. But then I started watching PBS, and then I would take certain things that that I saw on PBS and implement it in my own style. Because a lot of times they worked with the machines, and I don't have a machine. Your fingers get real tired, and then I've poked myself and cut myself so many times. It used to take me all day to do one pair of shorts when I first started sewing. Now I could do a pair of shorts in probably an hour. You can walk across the yard and see 10 people wearing clothes that came from you. Came from the hard work that you put in. And when you got people inquiring about, man, who did that? It's like, oh man, bruh did that. Like, okay, yeah, I like that, man. Tell him I want to get some shorts done too. Or I want to get a shirt done or a skull cap done or something, you know. And to me, that gave me pride and helped me go along and take care of myself while I was in prison without doing the negative stuff that ended me up in prison.
You got into sewing. Did people start coming to you, paying you for sewing?
Yes. I made a pair of shorts. They look like Raider shorts.
So what if a bunch of people from the streets write and want to see what your Raider gear looks like? What would you tell them? How would you sell it? What was unique about it?
It was unique because it was done by hand and it was done with love.
Love of what?
Of being a real Raider fan.
And what makes a real Raider fan?
No matter whether the chips are down, man, we're going to root for our team.
Okay, so when they move to Vegas, you're going to be going to Vegas to watch the Raiders?
I might even move to Vegas once I get off parole.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, how do you see yourself sewing 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
Teaching it to youngsters on the streets, you know, give them something different to look at. Give them a productive way of making a living.
You'd even consider foster care places in Oakland or wherever, and you can make a few hats to send to those kids in foster care and say, this is love coming from a fellow Raider or something. Yeah. You know, they're Raiders. You could do something like that.
This is all this interview right here is all enlightening. It's giving me new ideas and new goals, because I was already planning on doing certain things, but now with that, it's just expanding and giving me another trade to...
Well, that's what Uncuffed does. We try to encourage people and not discourage them. And
yeah.
We think everybody got a niche in life, even if we had to come to prison to find it.
That's what I had to do. I look at this time right here as a blessing in disguise, because I was on a path of destruction.
KALW's radio training program at Solano State Prison is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. All content is approved by an information officer. Listen to more at kalw.org/uncuffed. And while you're at it, subscribe to the Cross Currents podcast to listen to episodes where you want and when you want. Get it wherever you listen to podcasts.